Damon, last week I had an opportunity to visit with Steve Smith, the chairman of the Save Our Crops Coalition, about some of the concerns they have with spray drift and what it has the potential of doing to crops. But I wanted to visit with you folks at Dow AgroSciences because spray drift is also something that you folks have been concerned about over the years.
As we look to introduce the Enlist weed control system in the 2013 crop year for corn, that is something that we're definitely focused on as we move that technology forward. And really some of that input that we've taken has come from groups like Steve's, as well as other vegetable and stakeholders within the ag industry.
Now, you've just released some research results that are quite encouraging.
Yes, we just released to the ag trade some information on our Cole-XD technology. Now, the Cole-XD technology is going to be found in Enlist Duo herbicide, which will be sprayed over Enlist crops when we commercialize the Enlist weed control system. And the Cole-XD technology had some really great results, which were released at the Weed Science Society of America. If you look at off-target movement, there's really two primary ways that herbicides and pesticides move off-target, and that is through volatilization as well as physical drift. And the Cole-XD technology has shown great improvements in both of those. In fact, 2,4-D choline, which is a key component, and it's a new innovative form of 2,4-D, but it's a key component in the Cole-XD technology, it actually showed a 92% reduction in volatility from traditional 2,4-D. From a physical drift standpoint, the Cole-XD technology, when used in combination with an improved spray nozzle, actually reduced physical drift by 90%.
Damon, then does the Enlist technology address the concerns of groups like Save Our Crops Coalition?
It really should, because we started listening to groups like the Save Our Crops Coalition, as well as some of the processors, grape growers. We started talking to them early in the process, along with talking to end-using farmers about what their needs are from a weed control standpoint. And if you look at the Enlist weed control system, the improvements we've made with the Cole-XD technology, I really think it's going to deliver a solution which is going to provide great weed control for the farmer. It's also going to reduce the concerns on off-target movement from some of the other groups.
Now, if I understand right, the Cole-XD technology and the Enlist system will be available for corn in 2013.
Pending regulatory approvals, we are looking to commercialize the Enlist weed control system in corn for that 2013 growing year, yes.
So what can farmers do now to help reduce any type of spray drift?
Farmers, retailers, custom applicators have really come a long way in reducing off-target movement thus far. And there are many tools out there that you can utilize to reduce that off-target movement. Some of those would be these improved nozzles that manufacturers have brought forward to put on their sprayers. There's a lot of tank additives out there sold by local retail outlet that can help reduce that off-target movement as well. So there are some tools available today. And when we look at the Enlist weed control system going forward, we really want to look at this from what I'll call a cumulative standpoint, where we've got the new technology that reduces off-target movement. We see these nozzles as a way to reduce it even further. And then I think training, education, and making sure that we've got the right recommendations out there for growers and applicators, we even reduce it that much further.
Will what you're going to be providing at Dow AgroSciences eliminate the concerns of groups like Save Our Crops Coalition?
It really should. When you look at the advancements we've made in comparison to the products that are on the market today, it really should reduce that. I mean, when you talk about a 92% reduction in volatility, as well as a 90% reduction in physical drift when used with an improved spray nozzle, those are really, really significant results, and they should alleviate some of those concerns.
So as farmers and custom applicators head to the field here this spring, anything in particular you hope they'll keep in mind?
Well, I think they do need to keep several things in mind. Number one, from a weed control standpoint, make sure they're diversifying their modes of action. That's going to be very important before we get the Enlist system on the market, as well as when we have the Enlist system on the market, is to make sure we're utilizing multiple modes of action. The other thing when it comes to spray drift and physical movement is to make sure that they follow their label directions, and when possible, use an improved nozzle type, look at other ways that they could reduce physical drift as well.
All right. Damon, is there anything that we're overlooking here in the conversation?
No, I just I think that when you look at the technology that we're bringing forward, it's going to be a great tool for the grower. Really, from a physical movement and volatility standpoint, we've made great reductions there. But when you look at the weed control that the Enlist weed control system is going to deliver to the farm, pending regulatory approval, it's going to be a great tool for them. You know, this technology is needed in an urgent manner because in 2011, glyphosate-resistant acres were up 25% over 2010. So there's an urgent need in the marketplace for a new tool. We've been able to develop this new tool and really build in some new attributes from an application standpoint as well.